Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Joanna Gaines gets brutally honest about motherhood. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. Joanna Gaines gets brutally honest about motherhood, and you will love her perspective. Motherhood does a funny thing to time. There are moments when it seems as if the terrible twos will never pass. Then you blink and you're dropping your now grown child off at college. I get how Joanna feels. My oldest recently got married while my youngest just finished a big project for her 7th grade science fair. And my son, who's stuck in the middle, seems to be becoming a man right before my eyes. Soon he will spread his wings and fly as Joanna's oldest son did. Joanna's oldest son, Drake, turned 18 and finally left the nest. She wrote, "Today we watch our oldest son drive away for the first time. I won't lie, there were a lot of tears. Not from Chip, he was practically chasing Drake down the driveway, cheering him on, while I went back inside to gather myself." She added, "It hurt to watch my son leave in such an obvious display of what it looks like to grow out of us. This rite of passage now belonging to him." It was at this moment that her perspective on life and motherhood shifted. When she went inside, her youngest son, Crew, 4, acted as though nothing had changed forever. "He was simply wondering if I'd come back in to play with him," she wrote. The simplicity of this gesture helped Joanna realize that, "At that moment, I knew how essential this rhythm is. To lose and then to gain, to have and to hold, only to let go. It was a gift of perspective." Looking at her son, she said, "This is a beautiful and gracious reminder of the bigger picture." She continued, "Showing me that highs follow lows, that sorrow and joy can go hand in hand, and that letting go reveals what else our arms were made to carry." Joanna nailed it. She managed to give us the words for the emotions we feel as we raise our children to become adults. In motherhood, life is bittersweet. Joy and sorrow go hand in hand from one stage to the next. It's incredible, exhausting, daunting, and worth it. Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. John 16:20. Couple experiences rare blessing as woman gives birth to two sets of twins. Written by Haley Wells, read by Adam State. Rarely does a woman give birth to two sets of twins, but Frankie and Brittany Alba's story is even more unusual and illustrates that God can orchestrate anything. The Albas are an amazing young family living in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 27-year-old Brittany is a 4th-grade teacher, and 25-year-old Frankie is a firefighter. The two first met while at church camp and still in high school. Now they are parents to 4 beautiful little blessings. Luca and Levi are 18 months old, and their baby sisters, Lydia and Lindley, are 4 months old. That's a lot of littles in one house. And it's pretty incredible and rare to find a woman who gives birth to not just one, but 2 sets of twins in a row. Only about 3% of babies born in the United States are multiple births, and twins make up approximately 97% of that number. Brittany's pregnancies were rarer still. Twins come in 3 types. They are DD, Modi, and Momo. DD twins are the most common and least risky type of twin births. These little guys each have their own placenta and their own amniotic sac, and may be identical or fraternal twins. Modi twin pregnancies, less common and riskier, are those in which twins share a placenta but have their own amniotic sacs. One risk in these pregnancies is TTTS, which occurs when one twin gets more nutrition from the placenta than the other. Lastly, Momo twins share one placenta and one amniotic sac. In addition to TTTS, Momo twins are at risk of cord complications like compression and entanglement. Modi twins are almost always identical, and Momo twins are identical 100% of the time. Momo twins are the rarest and most risky of the 3 types. Brittany and Frankie had already experienced one high-risk pregnancy when their boys, Modi twins, were born. But Luca and Levi were only 6 months old when the couple learned that Brittany was pregnant again. This time, Brittany was carrying Momo twins. Incredibly, the couple wasn't trying to get pregnant, and neither has a history of twins in their family. Frankie joked during their ultrasound that perhaps the technician should make sure there weren't two heartbeats. After checking again, the technician verified that there absolutely and remarkably were two heartbeats. "I was definitely in shock," Frankie recalled, "but I was excited at the same time. They're definitely a blessing." While Modi twins make up 0.3% of all pregnancies, Brittany and Frankie's second set of twins was even more statistically significant. One in every 10,000 pregnancies. Brittany was admitted to the University of Alabama at Birmingham Women and Infant Center at 25 weeks so doctors could monitor Brittany and her baby girls around the clock. After over 50 days in the hospital, Lydia and Lindley were born on October 25, 2022. The two spent 6 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit before going home on December 7, 2022. And that's when the wonderful craziness really began. With the help of friends and family, the two have been able to keep up with mountains of laundry, baskets of bottles, and their four precious children. Their moms watch the twins while Brittany and Frankie work, each grandmother taking one set. Brittany has returned to work, but through the generosity of her coworkers, she was able to have a longer maternity leave than expected. Her colleagues donated their own sick days so she could have additional ones at home before returning to work. Frankie's fellow firefighters did the same. Brittany says the girls' older brothers are doing their part too. While they aren't changing diapers or dressing them, they are wonderful. The boys are great with their girls. Their main focus is just to play and have fun. But when they do see the girls and they're around them, they're very sweet, said Brittany. They have gentle hands, sweet hands. And they're just really good around their sisters. The Alabama Albas can't imagine any other life. Life has definitely changed dramatically and very quickly, but it's a huge blessing for us. And we are just looking forward to what the future holds with these babies because they're special, said Frankie. We can't see life without our babies. How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you? You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. Psalms 31:19.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.